Well, this morning we are joined here in studio by Reverend Ray McCullough joins us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now the pastor of the First Baptist Church here in Atlantic, a new opportunity for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm enjoying it very much.
Excited about the opportunities there?
I am, right. So we moved to Atlantic probably, so it's been almost 2 years ago. I guess it was December of 16. And so we came here because my wife took the job as the pastor at the First United Presbyterian Church. And so I was here, and for the first year and a half that we were here, I was serving the Presbyterian Church down in Corning. And so I was commuting back and forth. And, you know, that starts to get a little old with the 80-plus mile round trip, doing that a few times a week. So anyway, it worked out really well because this summer that job ended as an interim pastor down there. And at the same time, the Baptists here in town needed somebody. And so I've said this before, that convenience is not the same thing as a calling, but it could be at least a part of that. And so they needed somebody, and I was looking for work, so it worked out really nicely. And I'm very happy with them. I get along just fine with the Baptist way of doing things, and so I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you love the folks in Corning that you had a chance to meet,
right,
and to serve, but now it's time to move on to something new. And you've been teaching here anyway at Iowa Western Community,
right,
College, so you've gotten to know plenty of folks.
Yeah, I have, and that sort of fell into my lap. So when I came here to Atlantic, I followed Rochelle, and I really didn't have anything in particular in mind to do, and boom, before we even got here, Ann Pross asked me if I would be available to teach, and that's worked out very well. So I didn't even attempt that, but I have long loved the idea of being a college instructor, and it just, you know, just fell into my lap. So
excellent.
I'm very happy about that, too. Very excited for that.
Well, very good. Well, I see you've got a couple of projects that you're already working on. You're not letting any grass grow under your feet,
nope,
are you?
Nope, not at all. Right.
Well, the Christmas season, I know, Christmas. We're not even Halloween or Thanksgiving or any of these other landmarks,
right,
but we are looking ahead toward the Christmas season, and it's not that far down the road. And I know you're helping to work with the Cass County Choral Society to present a Christmas cantata here this year. And so you're looking for some volunteers who want to enjoy performing?
Right. Yeah. So the Cass County Choir, as it, you know, used to be called, Jan Highfill has done a lot of stuff with that before, and I'm kind of reconstituting that as the Cass County Choral Society. And so this is a group of volunteers, and I'm looking to add to it and build upon what has been there before. And I felt like the best way to do that was to have a Christmas cantata concert. And so we're going to do that. The performance time is Friday, December 21st at 7 o'clock at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. So for all of you who just want to come out for that, that's great. Just come, and there's no charge to get in. We might, I haven't decided exactly, but I think we might receive free will donations. So if you're interested in supporting us, otherwise it's just sort of out of our own pockets that we are doing all this stuff. So, but anyway, yeah, I'm looking for volunteers who can sing, who can do just a little bit, who can, if you can carry a tune in a bucket, then get a hold of me and turn out. So the rehearsals for that start, the first one is going to be on October 21st. It's a Sunday afternoon, and it's going to be at the Heritage House in the lower level lounge, which is where the pool table and everything is down there. So that's from 2 to 3 o'clock on Sunday, October 21st. I would love to see a great turnout for that. I'd like to have 25 to 30 singers, and the more men, the better, I would say, because it seems like it's always hard to turn out men. So if you out there who hear this can sing, come, and if you know a man who can sing, drag him along too. That would be perfect. So appreciate that.
But be nice about it.
You're right, right. Just bring him along.
We want them to stay.
Yeah.
No, very good. And this is just an opportunity for folks to just enjoy and have fun during the Christmas season.
Right, absolutely. This is the piece that we have, which is called Sing Joy to All the World. Christmas Celebration is what I would say is probably a medium difficulty, and that is that it's a satisfying read, so that when you sing it together, you feel like you've been challenged a little bit, but it's still very doable for volunteers and most singers. So that I think will be really a good one. We did this last year in Corning, actually, and so this is sort of a reprise of that to do it here in Atlantic. And so, by the way, if volunteers can't come to all of the rehearsals, it's going to be every Sunday afternoon except for Thanksgiving weekend. If people can't come, that's okay too. So don't feel like that you have to be there for every time. So
you bet. We'll give you enough chance to be able to hone that skill again.
Right, for sure.
Be a part of the group. And you mentioned there won't be a charge for the concert. But they'll be glad to take free will donations. Right. That'll help offset some of the costs of continuing to work in the future,
though. Right. I would love to see this kind of segue on and turn into something of an almost standing choir. So if we do a spring and a fall show, I think that would be really nice. I have a kind of a long background in music, and I've enjoyed leading choirs before and singing in choirs too. So I hope that this kind of takes off. I've sensed when we moved here, I felt like that was a gap, I guess, here in the community, is really having a community choir. And so I kind of wanted to see this come together, and I wanted to avoid any, I know that good singers are usually recruited out of churches, right? You know, that's where the singers tend to be. But I wanted to avoid having us rehearse in any particular church, so that this would be kind of a community-based choir and more of a non-denominational, non-sectarian type of thing. So everybody's welcome to come, whether you have a church background or anything, either one.
Can they just show up at one of the practices, or would you prefer if they called ahead?
You can just show up. If you want to find out more or maybe want to be convinced, you can call me up. That's fine, too. And I'll talk to you about the details of it. So.
All right. Very good. Well, again, look for those opportunities, and we'll tell you more as we get a little bit closer there, too, and get involved in the Christmas season already.
Sure.
Another thing we want to talk about here, Pastor, was an opportunity for folks to experience the Holy Land. You are working on organizing a pilgrimage that folks can take advantage of, and that's not too far down the road either. This is something coming up in the spring, but the plans are already in motion.
Right. This has been kind of moving, and it's been something I've been working on for a few months now, and I want to talk about that as an opportunity for everyone. And so I'm kind of styling this as a Southwest Iowa pilgrimage. And so it's not any particular denomination, any particular group of people. It's just sort of the thing that we share in common as being in Southwest Iowa. So my hometown is Clarinda. I grew up down there. And so I've kind of started with some of the people I know down there and working to get sort of a network of friends and family and just letting it grow organically rather than trying to say this is one particular denomination. And then, of course, I worked and served in Corning, and so I worked on building a group there. So I have a Clarinda group, and I have a Corning group, and I'm hoping to build up a little Atlantic group, too, or just sort of this area, too. So, yes, that's coming up. The actual trip is March 12th through 21st, 2019. So that overlaps more or less with my spring break from Iowa Western, although I will miss one day of classes. So, Ann, I apologize in advance for having to get a sub on that one day, but I will miss just one day of that. So it's next spring, March 12th through 21st, 2019. And I hope lots of people will take advantage of this.
Yeah, remember the other day when it was spring and now it's fall?
Right.
Well,
right.
Soon it's going to be right. Spring again, and so this is going to come up really fast. So if folks are interested in finding out more, what all is involved in the trip?
Right. So I am once again, I envision this as not just a tourist group where we go and, you know, take, you know, cameras are constant clicking and we're just tromping along and, you know, being tourists. But I kind of envision this more as an actual pilgrimage. And the difference there is that it's an intentionally spiritual journey that we go on to go and be where Jesus lived and walked and where he died and where he rose again, and to breathe the same air and to see the same sights and to go on a spiritual pilgrimage. So that's kind of what I envision for this trip. And so as part of that, we will see, we will spend basically time in three areas. And the first one is in the Galilee region. So that's the north part of modern day Israel around the Lake of Galilee. And then we'll move on down into and around the city of Jerusalem. And we'll probably stay in Bethlehem, but we'll be right in there around the city of Jerusalem. And then we'll also spend just a brief time down near the Dead Sea, which is not really as interesting from a New Testament perspective, but it's interesting from an Old Testament perspective and just kind of an interesting different place in the world as the lowest place in the world. So we will spend kind of, we will hit all the big ones, all the big places like where Jesus taught in Nazareth and in Capernaum and around the Lake of Galilee. And then we'll be in Jerusalem, and that's where all the stuff happened. We'll see the Temple Mount there, and we will see, you know, all the sites related to that, like the Christian sites afterwards, like the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and all those places. So anyway, so that we will just hit all the big ones in Israel. And we'll stay in Israel. My wife and I got to go to Israel and Jordan back in 2001, and we were seminary students then, and it was a really an amazing, life-changing experience. So I want to kind of share that with other people too. I want to take them along and show them the amazing stuff there. But we're not going to go to Jordan. We're just going to stick to Israel, which is kind of the big stuff.
Sure, you bet. And if folks want to know more about the trip itself, some of the details and things, they're considering the possibility of being a part of that trip, they contact you?
That's right. You can call me, and that's my cell phone number is 712-250-1607. That's 250-1607. You can call me up. You can also call the Baptist Church if you forget that phone number and look me up that way. I'm also on Facebook. You can find me there. I'm the only Ray McCullough on the entire Facebook group. So anyway, look me up and ask me questions. And I can send you a link that shows the itinerary and, that has all the cost and everything like that. And speaking of the cost, I have tried once again from the very beginning to keep this as a pretty affordable trip. Many of the trips that go are well over $4,000. My goal, and there's always a little bit of based on, the taxes and things, how much it will end up being, but my goal is to keep it about $3,300. So about $3,300 if you go as a double with a roommate.
Sure. And that's all inclusive.
That's everything. That's the whole bit.
Bring your luggage and don't worry about the rest.
Right. Everything. Yeah, exactly. The tour is taken care of, and the food is provided at that price. So I've been pretty happy with how that's turned out.
Wow. Well, that's terrific. Those kind of vacations are the best, where you don't have to worry about anything. Let someone else
all
do the worrying.
All inclusive is good. Yep.
You betcha. So again, if you want to check that out, you can contact Pastor McCullough, and you can do that through the First Baptist Church here in Atlantic. If you can't remember the phone number, 250-1607 is the number. Right. And again, make contact also if you're interested and have some pipes and you want to participate in the Christmas cantata this season. They'd love to have you there. And we're glad to have you here, Pastor Ray. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim.